Then there's a gun that don't have a head. It's a collared and what is that we've got volunteer down there? That's kale.
Mm-hmm.
It's good salad. Good greens.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you make greens out of?
Yeah, turnip greens and mustard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what about kinds of beans that you have?
Well, we raise pole beans and bunch beans.
Are they the same
bush
thing?
Bush beans, no. They taste all right, but then the pole beans, you have to put corn in them or stick them on.
Mm.
I've got some planted, got some of them stuffed and some to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the bush bean or the bunch bean. Well, I always call them bunch bean, but they got to call them bush beans.
They're the same thing, bush and bunch.
Yeah, they're the same. White half runners and striped white half runners, and we've got little red beans we call coffee bean. Cody's got some of them here. We done sell for seed, done made seed, and we sell them cheaper seed, you know. And then there's a bunch of Kentucky Wonder, and a pole Kentucky Wonder, and striped Creaseback. And we've got a kind of little brown bean here we call cut short. They're a seedling bean. And then we've got, there's a 6 week bean used to be. They're milk and cider, kind of reddish, speckly.
What are the kind that you have to get out of the pod by hand?
Huh?
What are the kind that you have to get out of the pod before you cook them?
Shelly bean. A dried bean.
Okay. How about butter beans?
Yeah.
Are they the same as shelly beans?
Yeah. Yeah, you have shell in.
Well, are they the same bean?
No, they're different. Butter beans flat.
Hmm. Well, what are shelly
they
beans like?
They grow bigger, thumbnail.
Uh-huh.
Thumbnail. They're bigger.
Are they the same
they're
as
flat?
Are they the same as lima beans?
Yeah, they're the same thing. Butter bean and lima beans are the same.
Well, I guess I don't know what a shelly bean is then. What does that look like?
Well, they're just a sort of a red speckly bean.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait till they dry and shell them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can eat them in the roasting stage.
Hmm.
When they get yellow, you know, before they'll shell. And then you can eat them dry. So like the Great Northern and these other, what is their mother?
Navies.
Huh?
Navies and Northerns.
And them speckled kind.
Octobers?
No. These are you buy mixed beans. Some of them in mixed.
Pintos?
Pintos.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Well, most any field corn, whenever it's in Rosemary State.
Uh-huh.
Hickory King, and we've got a kind of, we call Thompson corn, a fellow named Thompson, raised and sold it.
Mm.
It don't grow so tall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two kinds of it, the yellow and the white.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hickory King, it's got 8 rows on it. 8 rows of kernels.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised it that long.
Hmm, gee. And what's the outside of the ear of corn called?
Shuck.
And how about the
husk?
Is that the same?
Yeah, husk and a shuck. Same thing, I reckon.
What's the thing that grows right up at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And then what's the stringy stuff you have to take off the corn?
Silk.
And what is the big orange thing that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of on Halloween?
Pumpkin.
And how about a little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Crooked neck squash.
Okay. Any other kind of squash?
Yeah, we've got, sure, that'd be striped crooked neck.